Have you heard the rumors that went around the past few weeks about Putin being dead?
No.
No.
Yeah, some people fell for it. I don't think many people fell for it, but Russia does this every once in a while. They put out kind of a low-key rumor that Putin died. And the reason they do it is to see the reaction of his enemies or people that they have questions about. Okay. If people are gleefully celebrating it there in Russia, then that person goes on a list.
Okay.
Wow.
And also just see how the world would react. It's kind of a soft launch for if George straighten up when he hears that.
I'm sorry, that's a great song.
You think their national anthem's better than ours?
I didn't say that.
I did.
Who's the off-mic course
guy? I don't know
guy?
Who that guy is. I don't know what he's talking about.
Go ahead and play it, Tyler. Let George
get his...
You have the worst fake Russian.
What? Those are the words.
Why don't you just learn the words?
I tried once. They're really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Look up the lyrics. What is that? That's not the Russian national anthem anymore, right? That was the Soviet one?
Is that the old Soviet national anthem? What is it now? What did they change to?
I think they use Star Spangled Banner now.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, they got new words to it.
Use a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Why did you once try to learn the words?
Because I wanted to learn the song. I think
doing some work for them on the side.
No,
maybe?
No political agenda whatsoever. I just thought it's cool.
Well, look up the words and see if you can pronounce them. Those Russian words. They're so long, and they just. I think the most confusing one, you ever tried to read Icelandic stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Every word in that language, I don't know what they call it, Icelandica? I don't know what the name of the language is. But I swear their words are all like 29 letters long. They're way long.
What's going on with my internets?
Icelandicism.
I don't need to find the words. I'm not converting.
We ought to at least look at the translation of the words.
Yes.
And see what you are paying such homage to and pledging such allegiance to. Although, don't you kind of think there's something, too, that Putin may not be fully healthy 100%?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, anytime you get over 70, you can wonder that about anybody.
Someone told me he orders a lot of late night pizza, too.
Okay, that's an off-air sketch that we do that cracks us up.
I eat pizza.
About Putin having a nagging wife, and it's very retro. And
he's excited that Domino does deliver.
After a hard day of being the most evil man in the world, he just wants to sit down and have a little pizza, and she starts bugging him to take out the trash. And
He's murdering thousands in Ukraine.
I know, that's the...
And we certainly...
Go ahead, keep up the comedy routine.
Well, he's got to eat at some point. Wouldn't it be funny if he ordered Domino's?
Hell yeah, Domino's delivers.
Vlad!
Oh,
get out there and search out those sacks! The raccoons have been getting at it!
Oh, please, I just sat down to watch Golden Bachelor.
Once again...
Grandpa Bachelor!
There's a reason... There's a reason Heil Honey I'm Home was not accepted.
And we're not saying put it on network TV.
This is your version of Heil Honey I'm Home.
It's
the exact same thing.
It's an off-air sketch.
It's a murderous dictator that you guys are making a lovable. You're making a lovable comedy figure.
No, it's so off-air. So it doesn't count.
All right, here's some more rope. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
What was the other one? Oh, yeah, he wanted to make a run to the border.
I'm going to make a run for the borders. What I'm going to do.
Who's in?
What's that? Who's in? You want anything? You want anything?
Vlad!
Oh, S.
Oh, I mean, did you get the garage cleaned up?
I'm working on it. I had a whole thing today with Ukraine. It's a big deal.
I want it done! The party tables are going to be here by Friday!
Oh, jeez. Can one of you guys go to the border? I want the Supreme, too. Can you make sure that it has
burrito,
the sour
Supreme,
cream?
No onions.
Heil Honey, I'm home.
All I wanted was a freaking gordita. Now I gotta go clean our garage.
Heil Honey, I'm Home had one aired episode.
Oh, okay.
They made eight.
That's why we're not putting this on the air.
They made eight. It made one aired episode, and the reaction was so negative, they yanked the other seven.
Right. That's why we're not putting this on ABC. One,
yes.
We're not even putting it
but
on
you
the
guys
ticket.
Didn't learn a lesson
no,
from that.
No, it's not even ticket
didn't learn
stuff.
A lesson.
We did. That's why we're not doing it.
Right.
We're
this is like the ninth on-air
man.
Episode
we were
you've done.
It is not. No. This is all off-air stuff.
We're going to call Netflix. We
I don't find genocide funny.
And neither do we. Neither do we. Oh, yeah, finally going to sit down with my Ibanez, going to learn some Def Leppard. Let me find a good YouTube
how to play guitar.
Vlad!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Who put these dishes in the sink?
Oh.
Does
I did, but I'll get to it. Just please, I'm trying to pour some sugar on it in here.
Yeah, we definitely have a laugh track. Yep. That would help. That would soften it.
What were we talking about?
Oh, the rumor that he was dead.
Back yes. to the Powerball drawing. Okay, let's see. Oh, let's talk about finding treasure. They're calling it the world's most worthwhile. What is it? World's most expensive treasure ship that has sunk, and they're trying to recover the treasure from it. I can't believe.
Worthwhile.
I know. What do you call it? It's called the Holy Grail of shipwrecks. Mm. Reportedly, it has $20 billion worth of treasure on it.
Damn.
Whoa.
There's no way that can be right.
He does not.
Is it all jewels and gold and what is it?
It has gold ingots.
Crypto?
What was that?
Yeah, it's full of crypto and NFTs. The Colombian government said that the ship, which is the San Jose, was sunk by the British Navy in 1708 off the port of Cartagena. And it was discovered in November of 2015, and now I guess it's heating up, and different people are claiming that they own this and wanting the booty. We all want the booty, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
The booty.
And so they're trying to say that we need to get down there and get this stuff out of there as soon as possible. Now, when it sank, there were 600 sailors aboard, and only 11 of them. All but 11 of them died. Perished.
They sank fast.
Yeah. When it sank, it was transporting plundered gold, silver, emeralds, and other precious stones and metals from the Americas back to Spain.
Hmm.
So is it the property of the people in America who owned it at the time, and it was stolen by these Spanish to go back? There are also some let me see if I can find, there's some claims by Bolivia's indigenous Quara nation, probably not saying that right. They claim ownership over the ship because they say it was the Spanish that forced their people to mine the metals that was used in the treasure.
Yeah.
So who's going to have claim of the $20 billion worth of treasure? Of course, how are you going to exchange all that if you got old gold coins? You take it into a bank, they're going to, I'm sorry, this is not...
Sorry. We don't recognize this.
Yeah, this is not legal tender.
That's why you take it to Heritage Auctions.
What will they sell? Plundered booty.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of my autobiography. It's very racy, too.
What was that, George? It sounded
Gordon's
like some kid at
plundered
Guitar
booty.
Center.
It was just footage I was watching of Putin trying to learn how to check play guitar.
Yeah. Stop it, dude.
Unbelievable.
Job! Hey, that's him. Let's hear him. Put the mic down now. Let's hear him a little bit here. He's in the guest bedroom.
How to play leads.
You know, I think it's pretty good. It's pretty melodic and lyrical, you know. I just Good.
Maybe mix it up with a few arpeggios. I don't know. I got ideas, but I really don't know how to put them into.
Just don't want it to sound like scale.
Yes. You know, that's the problem. I have a whole hard time breaking out of scale and getting the phrasing right.
Okay.
Look,
I know,
at
it doesn't play
Craig,
well with Craig. I'm telling you, band,
so judgy.
Band members out there are just dying laughing right now.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
I mean, you know, I pretty much stay in pentatonic, but you know, I love to break out.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. We won't do it again.
What? Why don't you enjoy guitar humor? This is it's
not guitar
jokes.
It's not a G.I. Jane joke.
It's guitar jokes.
We're going to say another word.
You
about
guys
it.
Are making a very, very evil person lovable.
No, he's not lovable.
And I don't
he's
understand
lovable.
That.
He's not lovable.
Yes, you're making him lovable by having him make a run for the border and playing an Ibanez.
Hey, that's funny. What else you got?
And playing an Ibanez.
No. All
and
of
he
that.
Is he. Is
we
he
pull,
is one of the more evil people
look,
in the history of the world.
We agree.
We pull all of that comedy off the table. We've pulled it off the table now.
Like
so,
I said, here's some more rope. Go right ahead.
We're not going
go
to.
Go right
say
ahead.
We're going to. Okay. Jeez.
Wow, dude.
It's a joke.
Keep
wow, dude.
Putin's name out your mouth.
Oh, my okay. goodness. Oh. All right, that's
all right,
the end.
The end. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Leo says, we need more episodes of Vlad to Be Home, the new sitcom from George Dunham Productions.
That's Gordon Keith production.
No, your production company that tries to humanize horrific world leaders.
I see some of the other names they came up with, the P1s.
Yeah, okay, there was Vlad to Be Home, there was Putin Up With It, which is...
Putin Up With It.
Vlad having to put
just
up with his wife,
noise.
Who's always bugging him. William says that he would love to hear a couple scenes with Putin as dad. Here's a sitcom idea, the episode where he gets no traction on family movie night for his choice.
No.
Why is no
What's
one watching my movie?
Hard.
It's my turn. It's my turn to pick a movie, and you're sitting there. You're on your phone. You will love this movie. It's Stripes. It's Bill Murray at his peak.
9,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed because of Putin's ego.
I know, but
9,000.
Vlad, that's Vlad. Get in here. What's this mess on my kitchen table? Got wires and cords everywhere.
It's yes. Please leave it. I'm in the middle of organizing the all our adapters and cords. I'm trying to get them all separated out.
You moved my centerpiece!
Natasha, I'll put it back. We got 1,000 USB minis, and I'm looking for a lightning, okay? I swear, I bought 4 dozen lightning cables. Can't find the one. Everything in this house walks off, I swear.
I want my table put back!
See the other suggestion?
What?
To call it Putin on the Ritz.
Yeah, I mean, that gif of the rolling Putin Ritz cracker and he's Ritz sitting cracker. On top of it and it's...
I can't wait for your next sitcom when you humanize the Columbine shooters. When's that coming out?
We're not trying to... We're not humanizing him.
To make
him,
them a little more lovable.
We're exposing him.
Right.
For having...
How?
Conflict even within his own house.
Right, that he can't have peace with anybody. That's what we're trying to point out.
Oh, expose him!
Especially
Jesus.
Her.
Jesus, Natasha, I just fixed the Totinos. Look, you had me getting Christmas from the attic for so long, the hut closed.
We gotta go. We'll ask Brian Jones about it, see if he thinks it's a good idea.
Give me 5 minutes, I just put on the Mark Rober video. Come on!
Okay, that's the corner, 9:31 on the ticket. Coming up next, our weekly college football visit with our insider Brian Jones from CBS Sports.